This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A word now about the business of business schools. Over the weekend, Cornell University said it's going to combine its three business-focused schools into one big giant college of business. MBAs are now going to be under the same umbrella as hotel administration students, management undergrads, and accounting majors. It's a reminder that the professors who teach future business leaders about the rapidly changing business environment are dealing with a whole bunch of changes of their own. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York.
Cornell's leadership is saying the kind of stuff business faculty members teach new MBAs in strategy class, talking competitive advantage, scaling up, and trying to offer something nobody else can.
The hope out here is to create a college of business that is unique.
That's Sumitra Dutta, who will be its dean. Now he's got to apply business theory to the very untheoretical challenge he faces.
In some sense, what is happening in the business school segment is not too different from what you see happening in other industry segments like, let's say, accounting or consulting.
The very top business schools, Harvard, Stanford, and the rest, keep getting stronger. Cornell wants into the top 10. It thinks it can do that by getting bigger and marshaling its advantages, like its highly regarded hospitality management program. Rafiq Dasani is at RAND.
Cornell, I think, is doing the right thing, but it's not going to be easy to jump into the top that way.
This comes as some mid-tier schools change their focus entirely, even get out of the business of full-time MBAs to focus on lucrative executive MBA programs. Matt Simmons of the admissions consulting firm Fortuna says many students are questioning the traditional MBA because of its double price tag.
The eye-watering tuition of business school and the opportunity cost of giving up 2 years in the early years of your professional career.
Those students are choosing to get their MBAs part-time while they work, and colleges are jumping to serve them. Cornell plays in that field as well, but this latest move shows it wants to level up in the fierce battleground for full-time MBAs at the same time. How it fares may someday be a good case study for future business students. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.